Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a weekly program that highlights some of the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. I am your presenter, Carissa Franks Benjamin. Coming up, ICT Minister underscores importance of affording farmers direct access to markets. St. Kitts and Nevis's Minister of Tourism says tourism sector will be rebuilt better. And Minister Powell applauds spirit of resiliency and innovation among youth in St. Kitts and Nevis. The use of technology has made farmers more accessible to buyers. As such, Minister of Information and Communications Technology, the Honorable Akila Byron Nisbet, said that it is important for farmers to have direct and good access to lucrative markets, as this is vital for farmers to be profitable and productive. According to Minister Byron Nisbet, studies have found that digital platforms offer opportunities for micro and macro agricultural companies to expand direct access to buyers. Factoring in economies of scale, there are notable savings that are realized as it relates to aggregating and transporting goods. These savings are available to reinvest into the business to enhance production and productivity via new equipment and workers.
This therefore means that it will be important for all our farmers to be able to have direct access, the kind of access that technology can provide. And to do so, it becomes even more imperative that countries ensure access to farmers, especially in the rural areas where most of the farmers in our region are located.
The minister shed some light on what has been done in the Federation to link agriculture and technology.
In St. Kitts and Nevis, our Department of Agriculture, we have collaborated with the Department of Technology to create a website that allows our farmers to have direct access to consumers by giving them the option to upload their produce lists in real time and then allow consumers to purchase directly from our farmers through this means. In developing the website, however, the ministry ensured that farmers would be able to access the site using their mobile phones as well. We will admit that there is still some work to be done in order to encourage more of our farmers to use the service available, and that comes with more education and training, of course, as to the use of this service.
In addition to what the ministry has provided, several farmers have taken the initiative to utilize social media to connect with consumers. They are using social media platforms to promote their farm tours, which offer consumers the option to purchase produce. Minister Byron Nisbet said, quote, "This is possible because of the level of access provided," end quote. Minister of Education, Youth, Sports and Culture, the Honorable Jonelle Powell, has saluted the spirit of resiliency, creativity and innovation that reside within the youth in St. Kitts and Nevis. In an address to mark November's commemoration as Youth Month, Minister Powell said that the mindset of innovation and determination thrives in the hearts of young people, as evident in their response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which he described as one of the greatest global challenges thus far.
Our school-age youths successfully pursued their education to new online learning platforms. Additionally, we saw an increase in Facebook Lives, YouTube tutorials, and TikTok videos. For some young persons, this jump-started the pursuit of new hobbies and even transformed their hobbies into profitable business ventures. Several of our young established entrepreneurs saw COVID-19 not as the pitfall of their business, but as an opportunity to innovate and adjust their business models to overcome the challenge while satisfying the demands of their clients. These young people are the embodiment of the strength proclaimed in our national anthem. They represent and demonstrate what is possible through creativity, innovation, and resilience. And we can all take comfort in following the example and mirroring their efforts.
The minister stated that the Department of Youth Empowerment is looking forward to working closely with the newly established Ministry of Entrepreneurship to collectively continue the empowerment of the nation's youth. He also singled out the recently launched St. Kitts and Nevis Robotics Association, noting that they have inspired young Kittitians and Nevisians to enhance their creativity and problem-solving capacity through science, technology, engineering, art, and math, STEAM.
The association is ranked number one in the OECS, number two in the wider Caribbean, and 36 out of 200 countries worldwide. Their most recent project is creating a human robot. Plans are underway to enter the team in the Global World Robotics Olympics. A representative team will be selected from a national competition. We should all be proud and celebrate the achievements thus far.
He added that in 2021, the Department of Youth Empowerment will intensify efforts to establish a program called the Youth in ICTs and Mass Media. This program is designed to equip and empower young people as digital citizens and incorporate and innovate ICT to improve their lives and livelihoods. As the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis continues to learn how to live with the global pandemic, Minister with responsibility for tourism, transport and ports, the Honorable Lindsey Grant, has assured the general public that the tourism sector will be rebuilt better. Minister Grant highlighted this during his Tourism Month 2020 address on November 2nd. Tourism Month is being celebrated in St. Kitts and Nevis from the 1st to the 31st of November under the theme Tourism, People, Product, Purpose, Planning for Prosperity.
Saturday the 31st of October was a momentous day for us. After 7 months of closure, our borders officially reopened, and we are once again welcoming visitors back to our shores. Saturday was also the day the rebuilding of our tourism sector began. Make no mistake, we will build it back and build it back better. But it will take all of us, not just those in the tourism industry. It was our collective adherence to the all of society approach that helped us to flatten the curve and maintain one of the lowest rates of COVID-19 in the Caribbean, with only 19 confirmed cases and no deaths. And it will take our collective cooperation to rebuild tourism. Our citizens have shown great resilience in the face of great adversity, especially our tourism stakeholders who have been challenged by this unprecedented event. Since the onset of the pandemic, we have been educating the public about the importance of maintaining safe and healthy practices, including mask wearing, frequent hand washing, and physical distancing.
He said that these simple yet effective measures have allowed us to keep our infection rate low and prevent community spread.
Now, as we are welcoming back tourists, it is critical that we maintain these practices to protect our own health, as well as that of our family members, neighbors, and the visitors who are choosing to travel to St. Kitts and Nevis because of our impeccable record.
This year's Tourism Month theme, Tourism, People, Product, Purpose, Planning for Prosperity, is fitting and was chosen to highlight the importance of workers in the sector, said Carlene Henry Morton, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Tourism.
The theme was chosen to highlight the critical importance of the sector workers. That's why you hear people, our main stakeholders, and the entire society in rebuilding and the recovery process in the sector. It also speaks to ensuring that we innovate and we adapt to rebound with the required tourism infrastructure, the product, the types of product offerings that we will continue to provide for our guests so that they get value for money and that the destination remains very appealing, exciting, attractive, and competitive.
P.S. Henry Morton said it was imperative to include a purpose that speaks to the idea of remaining focused.
It suggests resilience, perseverance, endurance, optimism, innovation, as I said earlier, and this idea that we have to adapt the resources that we have to meet the demands of the COVID-19 environment that we now inhabit. And most likely is going to be around, as I said, for the foreseeable future. So the whole idea, the planning for posterity tells you that we are not just looking about now. We are also thinking about years from now. What we do now is going to impact generations that are going to be coming behind us.
Mrs. Henry Morton said the focus is also placed on the present. However, there are questions of how do we rebound and how we prepare to continue to manage our tourism sector so that we all can go back to a decent livelihoods as best as we can. St. Kitts and Nevis's withdrawal from the CARICOM travel bubble was primarily based on national interests as the government seeks to protect the population from persons arriving from countries where there are elevated health risks and the community transmission of COVID-19. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hazel Laws said that all countries that have reopened their borders have experienced a surge in cases. St. Kitts and Nevis officially reopened its borders on October 31st, 2020. A quick reintroduction of the virus and possibly overwhelming of the healthcare system and consequential fatalities are concerns for the government, Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris said on the November 3rd, 2020 edition of Leadership Matters.
This does not have to be our experience, and I'm imploring my fellow countrymen to adhere to the prevention and control measures that we've been promoting over the past few months.
These are proper hand hygiene, wearing of a face mask, maintaining adequate physical distance, 6 feet from others, and avoiding large crowds. Sanitizing high-touch surfaces and other areas, as well as public transportation, has been strongly encouraged by health professionals.
These measures are very, very important in terms of breaking the transmission of this virus and can eventually prevent a surge in the number of cases.
And that's it for this edition of SKNIS Week in Review. Join us again next week.